This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Hillsong Global pastor Brian Houston apologizes for the leadership crisis at the New York campus and announces sweeping changes. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
For the first time since former Hillsong East Coast pastor Carl Lentz was fired due to his moral failures, which included an extramarital affair, Hillsong founder Brian Houston addressed the leadership crisis at their New York campus. On Thursday, March 4th, Houston apologized for the culture that was allowed to propagate under former pastor Lentz's leadership. The culture at the New York church was described by volunteers as starstruck and that the church would cater to celebrities who would attend, treating them like royalty. Houston said in his address that, "We know that Hillsong East Coast has failed to be the kind of church it should be. On behalf of the global board and as the global senior pastor, I accept responsibility for these failings and apologize unreservedly. Moving forward, we are committed to taking the necessary action to confront these failings. We will be making significant changes to address the serious shortcomings and empower our new East Coast lead pastors for the days ahead." Pastor Houston said that the detailed report of the investigation performed by the New York law firm of Zuckerman, Gore, Brandeis, and Crossman into what went wrong at the popular church will not be released to the public to protect the privacy and confidentiality of those involved. After the findings were shared with him, Houston commented that the campus had failed to reflect Hillsong Global culture. "We cannot change the past, but we can and will learn from our mistakes and use this knowledge to build a better future. That's our commitment." Hillsong has laid out 8 ways that they will address the issues that were discovered by implementing, number 1, additional training for staff and volunteers intended to increase awareness of the specific types of power dynamics that often arise in a church setting. Number 2, revised and reinforced code of conduct for all staff. Number 3, uniform HR policies, procedures, and trainings. 4, a clear and consistent system of reporting grievances and issues related to inappropriate behavior. 5, a stringent sexual misconduct and harassment policy and mandatory training. 6, improved financial accountability policies. 7, improved supervision and accountability of all pastors and staff. And 8, increased safeguards for staff and volunteers. Pastor Houston concluded his letter saying, "I want to express how hopeful I feel about our new East Coast lead pastors, Krishan and Danielle Jayaratnam, as the church enters this new season of restoration and change." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.